Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Anyway, we've got the drive moment.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that you still use cash for. So, looks like we've moved to an age where most places are going cashless. Yeah. Remember those years ago, when you go to a mall, mm-hmm. there's always a cashier at the exit. A cashier is in the person who you pay the ticket to go out.
At the exit?
At a shopping mall. How come so? There's at the exit of a mall, shopping center or a hospital.
You don't pay at the pay point?
How look? Hence, I'm raising this one. Where do you come from?
Let Glenn finish what he's saying.
You've never seen a cashier at a mall at the exit where you pay your ticket. It has never happened in your lifetime.
It has happened in mine.
Where?
Hey, mate, na muto pumme poko muso strela mage.
No. Okay, you just nudged my memory. So down the road here, we have a complex on 7th going towards Parkhead.
Yes.
Enaling Nando's and Willie's.
Exactly.
Yes, you actually pay.
Duh.
You pay the cash.
Mind, there's F&B's here in Sandton, R&B. It's a
Sandton. Oh, that merchant.
What is disturbing? Komuto is pretending as if she has never ever.
Oh, when
and Opume Bohom, dude. Oh. Standard number one. That's where those people were dominating. Mapume Molini.
That's where.
Exactly. Because I remember someone mentioning, which you know, the end of this business is, you know, the end is around the corner. You'll never see these people, cashiers at malls anymore. But there's a few that are left, but the majority are gone. And I never thought that computers would take over. And they're gone.
Fashion, eh?
Right?
Yeah.
They're gone. So this is a very interesting topic. But my concern, obviously, coming from Limpopo, you know, Labo Mama Batengi Sama Vegetable, they need cash.
Bomb cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you do? Because also, if you use that machine, it costs you money.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain percentage that you pay to the bank.
True. Service fee of some sort, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I heard you coming up with some stats. Please give us a breakdown. I don't know if they're real or they're fake, but still.
So I saw a tweet, I think about 2 days ago. I can't remember if it was 18 or 8%, but they were saying that the exchange when it comes to business that uses cash is that percentage. So let's say, for argument's sake, 18%.
Yeah.
Only 18% is actually hard cash. Every other transaction is electronic. And I was like, what?
Let me tell you, Khomuz,
I was like, what?
I'm more of a cash guy than a card guy.
Really?
I am more of a guy that will carry cash than carry cards.
So the reason why Skumba is saying it, Ushaupa is Chinatown.
Aha. If you're Chinatown, Barilam, you need cash.
What's also that area, the Indian area?
Oh, Oriental Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
No.
By the way, but indawozak.
Okay, let me continue.
Okay.
I'm more of a cash guy. Like, when it comes to car wash, free cash. Emergencies sometimes they require cash than the card.
Mm.
Like pay machines.
Yeah.
Like, I always carry cash.
Fraud also needs cash, but I get
kids.
Yeah, kids need cash.
When you are with kids, let's say you take your kids to the Rand Easter show.
Yeah.
No, because it's called Rift City, chances are the rides are free because you paid for them.
Sure. Yeah, as you enter.
But when you go to a place like your Rand Easter show,
like a carnival or whatever.
They are always pointing. If you check those charges.
So, but you see, when you're going to places like that, you've planned for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that you're going to this carnival that might need money. So you've planned for it, you've got cash. Here's my issue. I never have cash. How many times have I asked you guys for cash? Because I want to vent.
You asked us or what? Did you borrow?
No, I didn't borrow. I asked.
I
will never
for cash
borrow
because
for 10 rand.
Whatever it is that you buy or the machine that you are using only takes 20 rand notes.
Absolutely.
There's always 1,000 rand. In your wallet, got 100 rand notes. So please don't make a fool of us and the listeners. And also, we are also seeing the demise of ATMs.
Yes,
is it?
It is. You know, it's funny. I was listening to the conversation. Remember, Kuku had the CEO of Discovery
yesterday.
And he was speaking about how banks are so electronical that if you see the need for cash withdrawals, it's dropping by the day. So the need of ATMs is also just something that we probably won't see in the foreseeable future.
What also happens to people who work at night?
What do you mean?
How do you pay them?
People who work at night.
Yes.
You can e-wallet them.
Oh, okay.
And then they have their numbers.
How did you book that night service?
No, you don't. Sometimes you don't book. You happen to be driving around and get distracted and say, yo, by the way.
Sir, do we want to leave this conversation? I want to leave it.
We're talking about reality. We are talking about reality.
Obviously,
of cash.
If you're catching a cab, like the taxi, you need.
Yes,
you
yes.
still need cash. I don't think any of them swipe yet. You know, but.
My
needs cash, but they swipe at my mind.
Oh, they do swipe.
They swipe.
Laura Gampep.
Yeah. Oh. You can swipe in Pep.
Oh, yeah, I've been.
Wow.
You've been.
I'm a Zulu girl. What you on?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Then I have seen and have experienced one. Southgate was one of those malls.
Really?
And it just recently that they, I think it was during the COVID, that they actually took out the cashier from the pay point at the exit point.
Guys, for me, going cashless in a society as unequal as our country just doesn't make sense. I'm speaking specifically for the people who use public transport. I'm speaking specifically about abo mama who sell and vendors who are on the side of the road. No, not vendors as
not
in
you,
Glenzy.
Don't try to be smart.
We need to also think about those people because we cannot leave them behind. The society is way too unequal for us to eradicate ATMs and to eradicate sources of actual physical cash. We just can't, guys.
But I got that she was just clarifying.
Where do I report them? HN what?
BCC is a
I'm gonna report this person. I'm gonna report this person. Are the things that you still use for cash? Very hard to imagine a world without card and online payments. These safe and convenient systems dominate the way money moves around the world. As banks continue to close more ATMs and physical branches, we move further into a cashless world every day. You know, when I don't have cash, I feel so helpless because sometimes, you know, when you go to restaurants, you end up having relationships with
waiters and waitresses.
Yes, and they'll tell you, but please, if it's possible, when you give me a tip, can you rather give me
cash?
So yeah, most of the time I want to give them cash. Yeah. You know,
I think I give them cash all the time. You know, I don't even check what 20% or 10% I used to go to them. If your service was great, Ukraine, Mama saw.
Do you know I've e-walleted?
Absolutely. Yeah, when
I've e-walleted.
Male or female?
It didn't matter to me. I've e-walleted more than once. And stop it, please. I'm a come today. I've e-walleted more than once, and because I didn't have cash, and they told me of that discrepancy, especially if I'm at a center, I'm at a mall, I feel like they've got access to the service at ATM.
Yeah.
So it's easy for them to get their cash on
immediately
the spot,
that day. Yeah, that's right.
So I know something that I actually forgot. Now we talked about, you know, going to shopping malls, and when I know you hate shopping malls, if there's one thing that irritates when you go to a shopping mall, and it is packed, right, is you go to pay for your ticket or for parking, and the parking is 10 rand. You only have $9.99. Ne, guys? This is where you realize you have no friends.
Yeah.
Ne? And you realize the importance of every cent. Mm. Now you have to search for this cent because the machine is not going to take it. It's not human. Now you have to walk around and go and withdraw 10 rand.
Absolutely.
So you can exit. But there's a... Sorry, just for a second, Skumba. There's a way that they do it these days. It's called ADMYT, where you can use your credit card at some of these malls. Because you remember, some of these malls are owned by the same companies, which basically allows you to go through without even using a ticket. When you... Because it just registers your number plate.
It's an app, right?
Yes.
It's an app.
It is the best thing ever that you can do for yourself.
Yeah, you collect a token of some sort, you put it by your windscreen, and it obviously recognizes. Like how e-tags work, it recognizes that thing. So as you come in, it opens.
Yeah.
When you go out, it thinks, and then it charges you. So it will say thank you for your visit at Rosebank Shopping Center.
So you get a message.
Your charge is wada. Yeah,
so the other day I completely forgot about it. So as I was driving into a mall, then the boom gate just opens. Let me tell you. I remembered, no, when I got a message, say no. I was just reminded by the GOG that it's the best thing you can do for yourself.
I only started using cards for paying for my tickets. Maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago.
You only downloaded a banking app 2 days ago.
Yeah.
It's okay. Honestly, it's all right.
Yeah. I'll be sharing things that are discussed off air on
the problem.
Actually, I was just corrected. It was actually not a chip.
It's not a chip, man.
It recognizes your number plate.
But that's what I said.
So you didn't say that.
No, I did say it recognizes your number plate. When I'm talking about chips, I'm talking about chips.
Number plate, I'm
talking
about chips.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
For me, guys, cash is king. Cash is king. Le internet yenu le lokesi wenu one day uzohamba. Ngiyami imali ngiphathe esandleni every time angibanjelwe imali ikhadi ngiphathe esandleni. Angizukuthemba iEskom ngemali yami. Siya ngiprovela vele ukuthi imali yami ayikho safe andi Eskom.
Mina hayi ngisaphathi cash mangiyenza shopping eDunusa eJoburg ngase MTN. But because abanayo ama into machine swiper and also more forget to know sa itopatopa bafuna cash kuphela like bafuna cash and then I say azizi khona sinye story bathi azizi ibeka nabo baphatha izinto ezi cheap like ama hot water bottles into zasendlini nabo lapho mawuyile dropping bafuna cash kuphela so when I know ukuthi ngiyofuna izinto azizi ebeka or edunusa itopatopa I always have cash with me.
Yes, man, I always come across people who abuse this thing of I don't have cash. They can't contribute because they don't have cash. And the lady funa the infant Iki Kenan type now sunning where you stay, Mr. Klein. Anyone must have cash chance. Next thing Mustavila start getting a petrol phone book Caesar, then you don't have cash.
I'm right.
But as for me, now I mean when I go out for my drinks, I prefer cash. I know if I take my 2 hour, my pelile, I'm out. Hey, because you become friendly, Master Gil.
It's Galan, love of fun. Yeah, so there you go, dude. You thought or is Robin Perekele is controversial, eh?
Tunusa.
Unali Tunusa.
Tunusa thing. I'll talk to Topani. You Dunus?
When you top top.
You become bootylicious there. And then we'll top different items. It's like, sometimes they're secondhand clothes. Second
pay. Okay. Nice clothes was bit nice clothes. Yes. Don't have to add to second-hand clothes, just and
but
clothes.
There are some are.
No, just clothes.
But you previously loved.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Thank you so much for the calls. Now, very interesting topic today.
Yeah.
And you know the nice thing about radio is that, you know, you tune in every day. And sometimes you expect giggles, but we learn so much every day.
Absolutely.
You know? Even though you guys irritate me, I learn so much from you.
No,
you guys
you
are better losers, but you can still learn from losers. No, you can.
Just pay us the compliment and move on. Did you lose again, guy?
I learned so much from Sundowns after losing to Pirates.
Oh, my gosh.
Meaning they are losers. So hence I'm saying you can learn from losers.
Okay, so the app that you were mentioning is called Admit, but spelled ADMYT. And yeah, you don't even need a token. You register on the app and it will always detect your registration plate when you go to certain malls. Not all malls yet, but it's a great app.
I strongly believe in cash, you know, and that is entirely because of the footprint that you leave every time you swipe with your card. Mm. And that has a direct impact with your credit profile. Mm. So for that reason alone, I am a cash user.
Komotso, on that point you previously loved, that's in Shong Boy Namategwa Kwetunusa.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.